Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Voters in Hamburg will be electing a new supervisor in less than 2 weeks. Bob Reynolds is the endorsed Democrat for Hamburg Town Supervisor. He's with us on the WBEN Live Line. Bob, thanks for coming on. What is the biggest issue in the town of Hamburg? Yeah, what is the biggest issue in the town right now, would you say?
The biggest issue in the town right now is that we have leadership at the top that I think is not handling the situations that are coming before them. I think I'm the most qualified candidate who has proven leadership experience in business, community, and government. So their biggest issue is development of the town, smart development, and financial stability. I think they've got a budget that's really 8% is pretty high, almost up to 8% tax increase.
Well, that budget stability, it seems like throughout all of Western New York, every single municipality has some sort of uncertainty over that. How can you ensure stability in the future to where residents aren't again seeing a major tax increase?
Well, let's go back in time when I was a county legislator and we had to run a green budget that required our county legislators to roll up the sleeves and bring it back to financial security. I was a big part of that budget for 4 years. I was a financial chairman of the county legislature. We've got everything under control. I work on the IDA board, which brings in revenue, and people don't realize that. We brought in over $300,000 of investments in our community and 1,200 jobs in this community through incentives. And I think the way you got to get your taxes down, you got to use incentives. You've got to come in and do the right projects. We have to start developing the McKinley area. We have to start developing the stadium area with destination stops that will bring revenue into our town. We're not bringing revenue in our town. Ford Motor Company, Buffalo Stamping Plant, they're losing work over there. They're down to 600 employees because nobody is actively involved with them saying, how can we help this company move forward? So that's the type of leadership that I'm going to provide here. I'm a very proactive leader. I've got years and years of experience in this community. I grew up in this community. I'm known as Buffalo Bob in this community for a reason, because I believe strongly in this community.
Bob, what do you want to see as far as stadium development and the McKinley Mall? What do you see in its future?
Well, the stadium development needs to be a destination stop. I've got a lot of ideas in my head, and I've been talking to a lot of people on it. I'm on the IDA board. We discussed it a little bit, how we can get incentives over there. The same with McKinley Mall. We have to take a look at how we can do that development of that mall, and you have to be physically and hands-on to do that. I am going to sit on the planning board as their liaison, so I can make sure things start happening. We've had meetings on the stadium. It's gone. We've had meetings on Brown Fields. That's gone. I'm on their email list. I get none of those meetings. We need to get a proactive guy that's got experience, who's been around this community, who has been proven from the union side, management side, and the business side. That's what it's really about.
What role should the town really have in this development? Isn't this supposed to be driven by whoever wants to build and not necessarily the town? What do you see the town's role in all of this being?
Brian, not to cut you off because I know I've got limited time, but I really see this town needs to get fully involved in that. Maybe we need, and I'm going to throw something out, maybe we need a sports complex up there that's an indoor around year-round use up there. There's a lot of things we could do up in that area. Maybe we need a light rail called a link rail going from the stadium to the downtown Buffalo. So we can have our people go to the stadium. They go to the theater district. They can get out to the hockey games. We need to start developing our area out here. We need rail. We need a light rail is above ground, off the snow. It takes it down link. We need to do something. Put the $1 billion down in the other place. No, put it out here so we can develop it so our people can get to work easier, take 40,000 cars off of Route 5. Those are the things that we need to start looking. That's the future. If you don't want the future, you can't do it.
You're now talking about a light rail in Hamburg, a possible sports complex. I mean, there's already controversy over just a community center. How would you expect to get the money for this?
That's a controversy. Not to cut you off, but I know I got limited time. That controversy is over the location. It's not over the center itself. They've located it out on the Nike base. And that is what it's all about, is the location. And the gentleman that brought the resolution, he's a frustrated taxpayer. I can tell you right now, I've been dealing with him for years as a legislator on the IDA board, on the Hamburg School Board. He's a frustrated taxpayer. And he wants to see a little more transparency in our government. I will bring transparency. I've got other ideas out there how to communicate with our public on a monthly basis, if we need to, or quarterly basis. We're not doing that. That's who I am. That's Bob Reynolds.
You said the senior center, it's about the location, but is it also, should it have gone to a public vote?
Obviously, they decided to do it and put the referendum in there. I think they could have took the first step and made a referendum out of it, but I think they went the other way. So I have to live with that. If that referendum goes down, and it's in court right now, then we'll have to take a look at what they did, build a community, it's called a community center now, out on the Nike base, because they already passed it. I can't stop what they've done, but they've already passed it.
Well, Bob, thanks for the time this morning. Bob Reynolds running on the Democrat line for Hamburg Town Supervisor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.